MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, March 24, 2025. Peabody protesters have demonstrated at a Tesla dealership, and KPAN fire departments are working together to deal with wildfire threat. Rain, wind, low 40s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.05 p.m. Caroline Enos is reporting, in Peabody, about 40 protesters picketed outside of the Peabody Tesla dealership on Andover Street mid-Saturday, and a scene that's become common at the company's locations nationally. The protesters were congregants of the Unitarian Universalist Church of Marblehead and members of North Shore Indivisible and Cape Ann Indivisible, who stood along a grassy area just outside of the Tesla property. They were there ahead of another group scheduled to hold a similar protest in the same spot later that afternoon. Other groups have protested or shown support for Donald Trump outside of the building during previous weekends. Stephen Hagen reports in today's Gloucester Times, over the past few years, Cape Ann has seen a surge in the number and intensity of wildfires. Area fire departments want to stop that trend. A challenge is the extreme drought conditions being experienced by area towns. The state last month declared Cape Ann was in critical drought, the second most severe level, which persists. In response, Rockport officials earlier this month restricted water use, prohibiting the outdoor watering of lawns, shrubs, plants, and landscaping, among other things. Extreme drought conditions are fertile ground for wildfires, such as the ones that have plagued the state and region for the past few years. Last year, Gloucester, Rockport, Manchester-by-the-Sea, and Essex fire departments and other authorities developed the 2024 Cape Ann Community Wildfire Protection Plan to enhance the safety and resilience in the community to hazardous wildfires. ItemLive.com reports commuting from Lynn to Boston will get easier March 31 when ferry service returns. The first boat will depart the EDIC Pier and Blossom Street extension at 6 a.m. next Monday for the trip to Long Wharf in Boston. There will be 5 weekday trips to Boston, 6, 7:30 and 9:20 a.m. and 5 and 6:30 p.m. The ferry will return from Long Wharf to Lynn on weekdays at 6:45 and 8:15 a.m. and 4, 5:45 and 7:15 p.m. Weekend service will return Memorial Day weekend on May 24. The Saturday and Sunday departures from Lynn will be at 8 and 10 a.m., noon, 3, 5, and 6:45 p.m. The departure times from Boston back to Lynn are 8:45 and 11 a.m., 4, 6:30, and 8:25 p.m. The cost of a one-way trip is $7, $3.50 for reduced fare riders. Children age 11 and under are free. The capacity is approximately 150 people per trip. More news after this break.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon extended his condolences to the family of Nick Costello and friends. On his most recent Mayor's Corner podcast, Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon extended his condolences to the family and friends of Nick Costello, and he reflects on Mayor Costello's service and contribution to the region as the first mayor of Amesbury.
Just lastly today, I'm going to bring up former mayor of Amesbury, the first mayor of Amesbury, Nick Costello, passed away. And I didn't know him very well. I did get to meet him a number of times in my life, but I didn't know him very well. I mean, he was a giant in Amesbury, but he was also a legend in the region as well. You know, it's been well said the last couple of days, you know, the reason we have Maudley State Park was because of Nick. He was a state representative. He was a state senator. Again, then he was the first mayor of Amesbury. They named their transportation center after him in Amesbury. His son, Mike, who I've become close with, is a very big supporter of mine. Also a state rep. I mean, just a wonderful family man. First of all, just my heart goes out to the family, especially Mike. It's a sad day when you lose a legend like that. It kind of reminds you a little bit when Byron Matthews passed away. You know, when you have these giants that did so much in your community, that always showed up, that was there to help no matter what it was. I mean, I think you'll read in the next couple of days how much, like, Nick Costello was involved in different organizations in town. Truly leaving a legacy and a mark, and he will be very, very missed. So again, condolences to the Costello family in the passing of former mayor of Amesbury, Nick Costello.
That's Newburyport Mayor Sean Reardon. Matt Petrie writes in Daily News, with help from the Amesbury Police Department's drone unit, 3-year-old Great Dane Jenny was reunited with her owners Thursday after being missing for over 24 hours. Police Chief Craig Bailey is quoted as saying, "It got away from its owner, and the dog kind of goes through a swamp, and it's afraid of water, so once it gets through the swamp, it's afraid to come back, and basically hunkers down and doesn't come back." Bailey said they were only able to locate Jenny thanks to the department's drone. And Gail McCarthy writes in the Gloucester Times, "For the third year since its inception, the Twin Lights Beverages Trust is seeking applicants for its sizable scholarships. The amount of the awards can be a game-changer for students. This year, the trust can give up to 6 awards of up to $25,000 each. The students need to be residents of Rockport or Gloucester. Returning applicants can receive up to $20,000. Gail McCarthy has a link to Twin Light Beverages Trust in today's Gloucester Times. In sports, the Moynihan Lumber Student Athletes of the Month have been announced for February. They are Peabody track standout Evan Bedard and Danvers gymnastics sensation Kaylee Westcott. Rockport High School will have a new boys soccer coach this fall. He is Connor Douglas. He's one of the school's top athletes, having graduated in 2013. The Daily News in Newburyport has named Olivia Wilson of Newburyport High School as its Girls Hockey Player of the Year. Wilson scored 27 goals and 11 assists for the Clippers this season. Over the weekend in college baseball, Endicott swept a doubleheader from Nicholls 16-1 and 12-2. Salem State lost to Johns Hopkins 6-2. Celtics beat the Trailblazers last night 129-116. They play at the Kings tonight. The Bruins lost again, this time to the LA Kings last night 7-2. The Bruins resume play on Wednesday at the Ducks. For our producer and engineer Bill Proposky and our media director Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.